Mom. Yes. Yes. I know. It's packed. Yep, and that. Mom, I know you're worried, but I'm never going to get my stuff unpacked if you don't let me go in. Okay. I'll talk to you later. I'll ring you tonight. Okay. Hey. Oh my fucking God. Jesus Christ. What the fuck are you doing here? No. This is not happening. This is not happening. This. Fuck. Of course. This is exactly my luck. I finally get into the college of my dreams, and my roommate is you. Let's try again, shall we? Hi. Nice to meet you. What? You think we're going to have a conversation? No. This is so typical. Why are you here? Would you even want to study? You dropped out. No. No. We are not in the same class. We are not in the same fucking class. Finally, I get to get away from my parents and be somewhere by myself, and then you rock up. How have you been, I guess? Sure. Me and the girls took a trip to Italy. It was actually kind of fun. We were gonna stop at. Why are you rolling your eyes? Okay, rude much? I'm trying to be civil. I'm trying to have a conversation. I do not talk about myself too much. You know what? This is why everyone liked me and you were. Well, you. I can't believe this. What do you mean? What the hell do I have to apologize for? You were the one. You were the one who ghosted me. You were the one who just ended our friendship like that. You were the one who made me think that you were dead for months because you wouldn't respond. You were the one who ended this friendship, not me. Fuck. Wish I got rejected. I wish I'd just gone to the first fucking college. No. I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not. I'm not, okay? I'm tired. Really? You really want to talk? Well, there's nowhere to sit, so just sit on the floor, I guess. No, I will not sit on the floor. Fine. What do you have to say? Let's clear the air. Why? I did everything I could. I wasn't going to force you to tell me your problems. I wasn't going to force you to disclose it. I wasn't going to make you tell me. What do you mean I should have? I tried. I fucking tried. I tried my goddamn hardest to help. You were the one who rejected it, not me. You were the one who rejected it. This is so fucking typical. I get one thing, and then you come along and ruin it. What do you mean, why did I care? Because I... because you were my friend. That's all. And I thought you'd at least try and tell me that you didn't like me anymore. I think I was perfectly justified in teasing you. Of course you don't. Because you never understood a joke. Look, just because we ended up in the same dorm does not mean that we have to be friends. We may share a living space, but that does not mean we have to share a life. So, let's just not talk, okay? This apartment is fine. Do what you want. Just don't do it with me. Just don't. Listen to me. No. Listen. For once in your fucking life, listen. You will not speak to me. Look at me. Let me grab that chin. Look at me. You will not talk back. You will not speak a word to me. I have nothing to say to you anymore. Sorry would have been great years ago. You fucking deserve that. And you know it. Look at you. I've grown, and you are still the same. The same petty, holding onto grudges bitch you always were. Do you really wonder why people didn't like you? Huh? Because you didn't like anyone. Because you were too cool. You were too above it. They were beneath you. I, your best friend, was beneath you. And now, look at you. You're beneath me. Just as it always has been. What's that look? If I didn't know any better, I think you know how much you deserve this. Maybe even enjoy it. Definitely enjoy it. The fuck? What do you mean? No. You did. You had a fucking crush on me? Oh my fucking god. How did you not know I felt the same? How could you not tell? Yes, of course I was fucking in love with you. I always have been. I always will be. That's what you did. You didn't just ghost me. You didn't just end our friendship. You broke my heart. And I will never forgive you for that. And I will always love you for that. This is so fucking stupid. Don't apologize now. It's too late. We've come too far and too much has happened. No. If you are truly sorry, ask me to slap you again. Huh? Say please. God. You look fucking adorable as you ever did. Yes. I do think you're adorable. You still are, even after everything. You still have those cute little puppy eyes and that grin that just makes me want to... Don't gawp. What? What do you want me to do? That's right. Good. Now. Lie down. Yes, I mean it. Lie down. You always did follow me around and do what I told you to. Now, that stupid little skirt of yours does not dissuade me. No, I'm not going to take them off. You don't deserve that. I'm going to rub you through these little cute cotton panties of yours. And you are going to apologize for everything you did. And when I am satisfied, you will come. Hear that little gasp. So fucking pathetic. I bet you've wanted this for a long time, huh? Have you wanted me? Then why did you leave? Why did you betray me? Why did you go against everything you ever told me? Because you couldn't hold yourself back. Please do tell me about what that means. You could have asked me to fuck you, and I would have. I would have spent my time being slow and sweet and taking in every inch of you. I was not the one who didn't want it. You were the one who avoided me. You were the one. You were the one who did all of this. We could have been together. We could have been girlfriends. I would have fucking wanted to be. Of course, I would have wanted to be. Emphasis on the wanted. Before you fucking betrayed me. Before you told everyone about. Well, about my sexuality and. I know people still liked me, but I was never seen the same again. It was shitty of you. It was awful. It was horrible. Wasn't it? Yes. Good. And now look at you, a little dyke under my hands. That's it. So fucking slutty, huh? Not even just a dyke, a whore at that. So keep going. Don't stop. Keep telling me how horrible you were and how much you want my forgiveness. Oh, that's sweet. No, I won't forgive you. I won't let you off this time. I won't get you off. Until you learn to say sorry. That's a little better. Call me Miss. Tell me how sorry you are for being such a dirty whore that you couldn't keep your hands off me, so you jeopardized everything you promised. I hate you. Does that make you wetter? I hate you and everything you do. That's getting you off, isn't it? Well, it's true. I hate you. And I don't want to hear your goddamn excuses. Admit you were a slutty bitch. That's it. That's it. You bucking against my fucking hand. Yeah? Do you want me to say it again? Because it's true. I despise you. You thought I was really going to let you come when I forgave you. That will never happen. I will never forgive for what you did to me. So don't ask for my forgiveness. Ask for my hatred. Don't ask for me to pity you and let you come. Ask me to make you into a quivering little whore. Ask me to laugh at you while you lose your mind for me. That is a lot better. But I want to hear it again. Yes, that's it. Hate me, miss. Hate me. That's it. I do. I hate you. Such a dumb whore, like you always have been. Yes, come. Feel your body convulse and know that the person who wants you dead, who would rather do anything than look at that pathetic little face, made you do this. Huh? Made you into a shivering mess. That's it. That's it. That's it, you pathetic little whore. So, so dumb. So, so stupid. Such a pathetic girl. That's it. Good, good. Now, I will talk to you, but you will not talk to me. You will be a good, quiet little girl and speak when you are spoken to. If I have to share this house with you, I might as well get a free sex toy out of it. Huh? That's it. Now, I have some bags in the hall. I bet you hope no one saw that, huh? These walls of paper. You know it. You will never shake off the label of whore. Come straight into her dorm room and got fucked. Like I will never escape the label you gave on to me. Now, let me go unpack.